I now give the floor to my colleague.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. Minister. May I thank all the delegations that have asked questions about the alignment of all the legislations with the Constitution. We have established many multidisciplinary committees formed by judges, academicians, lawyers, assistants, in order to provide proposals on the revision of laws in order to align them with the Constitution. Mainly the revision of the Code of Criminal Procedures in order to allow for the alignment with all the chapters, particularly chapter 21, 22, 23, and others. Then the provision of the criminal law to align between chapters 21, 23, and 31 of the Constitution regarding the pre-detention trial and the rights of the detainees in that period before trial, as well as provision of rehabilitation services afterwards. Then the revision of commercial laws. The establishment of just and fair proceedings, the treatment of all parties in on a manner of fairness and integrity, the revision of the Code of the Rights of the Child to align it with the Chapter 47 of the Constitution, to provide all the rights for children without any discrimination and in the best interest of the child, taking into consideration juvenile delinquents as well as threatened children in order to protect the childhood from any violence and to allow for a friendly treatment of children during the judicial procedures, as well as rehabilitation and integration to provide justice for the children who are victims of offenses. Also to align legislation with the Article 30 of the Constitution in order to revise the treatment of prisoners and the administration of detention places. By virtue of Chapter 5 of the Constitution, the Ministry of Justice established three committees. The first one is to propose an organic act on the work of the magistrates and their specialties. Secondly, to inspect the work of the by the judges, and the third is to make sure that the laws are aligned with the Constitution. Here we should like to refer that Tunis, and in this respect, had adopted a number of laws, particularly Organic Act 34 regarding the High Council of the Judiciary, Act number 50 of 2015 on the Constitutional Court, Act 2016 regarding the revision of certain criminal procedures, as well as Law number 22 on the right to access information. Thank you.